I'm speaking again today on the pattern of Pentecost, the pattern set forth in the book of Acts as concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as was recorded by the prophet Joel in chapter 2. Most of us know the story of the second chapter, how that it happened on the day of Pentecost, when Pentecost was fully come. Some people call those who have been filled with this sweet Holy Spirit, some people call them Pentecostals. I don't know why they would do it. This is a terminology that has come to be in the last few years. Back in the days of the apostles and the disciples, they were known as the Nazarene. And this blessed way in which we walk in today was known as the Way. It was known also as a movement. They were never called Pentecostals. They were simply called Christians, followers of Christ, filled with the Spirit of God, loving one another, loving the sinner, loving the brokenhearted, preaching the gospel to the poor, binding up broken spirits and broken hearts, comforting those that were afflicted. They were simply Christians. So I would hesitate to call myself a Pentecostal. I'm a Christian, Spirit-filled. The experience that I have corresponds exactly with that which we find here in the book of Acts. This prophesying and speaking in tongues has continued down through the ages. There never has been a time when there were not Holy Spirit-filled Christians around the world with the same experience that they experienced on the day of Pentecost. This Holy Spirit is God's seal upon His children. It's His mark. We've been marked by the Holy Spirit. We now belong to God. Jesus has become our shepherd. We have become His sheep. Every great shepherd has his own distinctive mark, which he cuts into one of the ears of his sheep. In this way, even at a distance, it's easy to determine to whom the sheep belongs. There is an exciting parallel to this in the Old Testament. When a slave in any Hebrew household chose of his own free will to become a member, a lifetime member of that home, he was subject to a certain ritual. His master would take him to his door, place his earlobe against the doorpost, and with a punch, pierce a hole through his ear. From then on, he was a marked man for life as belonging to that house. Jesus is our great shepherd. We belong to Him. It's a tragedy that many who really have never come under His direction and management claim that the Lord is their shepherd. They seem to hope that by merely admitting that He is their shepherd, that somehow they will enjoy the benefits of His care without paying the price or forfeiting their own fickle and foolish way of life. There are many today who have not come under the rule of Christ. They reject the promise of the Father that Jesus said that He would send to them. Yet many would tell you they have been Spirit-filled, hoping that they would somehow enjoy the benefit of the Spirit-filled believer. Instead of receiving the Holy Spirit, they have assumed the Holy Spirit. They say they've been filled with the Spirit. They use the same language of the Spirit-filled believers. They talk the same talk, but it has an entirely different meaning. This experience that I'm talking about has always been since the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts chapter 2. There's never been a time when there was not Spirit-filled believers in this world, according to Acts, the second chapter. There may be darkness and doubt and death in one place, but in the same time, there will be light and glory and the presence of God in another place. There is no exception to it in the history of the Christian age. For example, when the churches in Thessalonica and Philippi waned in their love for the Lord, the church at Milan was alive with the presence of the Holy Ghost. When the churches of Carthage and Alexander became bogged down in theological details, the church of Gaul was aflame with the power of the Holy Ghost. When the church of Rome became corrupt, the churches of Germany became aflame with the presence of the Holy Ghost. When Muhammad destroyed the churches of South Africa and Syria, the preachers of the North was going forth to our forefathers, winning the Anglo-Saxons to the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Church of France was stooped in superstition, at the same time, the revival was in Switzerland, Germany, and England. There is no time and no era. There is no age but what somewhere there is a mighty outpouring of that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. When the doctrines of humanism entered the churches of New England and emptied them, at the same time, the pioneer preachers were pressing across the Alleghenies into the heartlands of America, where revival broke out. And in this present moment, when liberalism and doubt denying the Word of God has emptied our churches, look around you today. The pattern of Acts 2 is being preached around the world, and people are being filled with the same Holy Ghost as were the 120 on the day of Pentecost. Today, more than 700 million believers have received the promise of the Father. The heart of it lies in the preacher. It lies in the ambassadors from heaven, the emissaries from the courts of the Lord. When preachers refuse to preach this great truth, when preachers quit preaching that the promise is unto you and unto your children, and as many as the Lord your God shall call, people quit believing. People stop expecting it. But God is capable of moving again today. God hears the people when they pray. And if we pray in faith and expectations for the presence of the saving, converting, convincing power of the Holy Spirit, God will fill every hungry heart today. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Our world would be different than it is today. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but tomorrow I will continue on this subject, the pattern of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. If you will read the entire book of Acts, you too will discover the pattern of how that the people received the infilling of the Holy Spirit and the reaction that the infilling of the Holy Spirit had upon those in the book of Acts. I see a pattern, don't you?